This is The Burt Show.
Yeah, you might be my favorite, but I don't want to see you back-to-back segments.
That's enough.
Why are you here? What's going on?
I can get out of here. It's okay.
What's up?
So everyone's been sharing their sort of best of segments throughout the years that they've been here, and there's been some really good ones. We've had a lot of special guests. It's been a good time. And when, Kristen, you asked me to think about my favorite segment, of course, I had to think about only segments that I've been on.
Of course.
And there's so many to choose from, you know? There's been a lot of really fun, crazy, weird things that I've had to do. I changed a stranger's baby's diaper for a whole segment. That was wild. I've searched the building far and wide to find the guy that was taking your parking spot.
Right.
I got put up on a billboard in my underwear with hot fudge and Cheetos all over me. It's been crazy. And so...
No, it's been radio. Any other industry, you'd go, that's outrageous! Not here.
No. That is true. And on any of those days, I always love just being like, so what'd you do at work today? And like, that's always been the best thing for me to be able to say, because it's been fun doing it. But when I was thinking back to what I wanted to pick, I went
just
way
back. Real quick. What did your parents want you to be?
A doctor.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just curious.
That was the easy
here
option.
Here you are spreading Cheetos all over your chest, and they wanted you to be a doctor. Okay.
No.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, it's okay. My brother's a doctor, and my sister is going through anesthesiologist assistant school, so they're doing fine.
Okay.
You know what? There can be one.
Right. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah, not bad. And so when I was thinking back to what I wanted to do, I actually went back to the very beginning of within the first month that I joined here, And I had been on maybe a couple times, but hadn't really found my footing. And this segment in particular was one that I got brought on for, Bert, because you weren't here. And that was girl math versus boy math. And that's the first time that I've been in the studio and genuinely had so much fun doing it. And it was such a rush. And I think that's what got me addicted to it.
Okay.
All right, boy math versus girl math. If you have not seen this trending on social media, it is currently everywhere. And if you're like, what the hell is boy math? What the hell is girl math? So the definition of boy math and girl math, it basically criticizes the rationale some men and women employ to guide their thoughts and actions. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's ridiculous. And the men have been coming after the women and the women have been coming after the men. So I'm like, let's bring it to the Burt Show. We're going to go back and forth. The girls are going to throw out an attack on the men with some boy math. And then the men are going to throw an attack on the girls for some girl math. And I'm going to decide who wins that round and who has the best math.
It's all
right.
Math.
The math is mathing. The math is mathing. It's a lot of math. And I'm going to borrow this so I can keep my math straight. All right, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
You go first. Okay. Attack the men with some boy math.
Boy math is thinking 5'10 is basically 6 foot.
Ooh. Ooh. Jackson, hit the ladies with some girl math, please.
Girl math is being 5 foot nothing and saying that a guy 5'8 is too short.
Because that was a worthy retort to her height, I'm giving that one to the men.
Okay.
Let's go.
Give the men a point. All right, Cassie, lobby some boy math at the men.
Boy math is being afraid of gold diggers when you only have 3 pairs of socks to your name.
Mm.
I got you.
All right, Jackson, what you got?
Girl math is detecting a broke guy from a mile away, but not spotting a deadbeat dad until she's had a child with him.
Hey, oh, yeah. God, Jackson! Another point to the
back! Yeah.
Oh, my. The men lead.
All right, I feel like I need to bring the heat with this one, Jackson.
Yes, you do. All right, Abby, hit him with some boy math, please.
Boy math is wanting 0 kids, but also having 0 condoms on hand.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
What do you got, Jackson?
Girl math is going on a trip with 8 friends and coming back with 3.
I'm giving it to the ladies. That one was good, but I'm giving it.
Contraception.
Contraception for the win. All right, Abby.
Okay. Boy math is having a body count of 30, but having 0 of them finishing.
Oh. All right, Jackson.
Girl math is knowing the difference between mauve and pink, but colorblind to red flags.
Oh,
ooh.
Clever.
Do yours one more time, Abby.
Boy math is having a body count of 30, but 0 of them finished.
Oh, no, I'm giving it to the women. Sorry.
No.
Yep, sorry. All right, so the men are still up 3-2. Cassie?
Boy math is raising 3 pit bulls instead of 1 child.
Why do they always have pit bulls?
Jackson.
Girl math is calling the guy you like, bro, and also calling the guy that you want nothing to do with, bro.
Boy math is thinking 100% of women want you when you have 0% headboard.
The girls win!
Rigged. Well done, though. Well done.
Good job. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you guys on Monday, last week of the Burt Show. See you Monday.
This is the Burt Show.